It's Tuesday of the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. St. John the Baptist invited his contemporaries to make straight the way of the Lord, that is to say, to make straight their conscience, to acknowledge the points on which it was bending, lax, too permissive, in order to correct it. St. Thomas says that the conscience is the application which each man makes to himself of the law of God. There is an objective law which I ought to follow, and it is the law of God. But depending on the circumstances in which I find myself, when I apply the law to myself, I perceive it according to my perspective, according to my understanding, according to the form of my mind, but also, and this is the difficulty, according to my bad inclinations. In my conduct, I act in part according to my mind, according to my intellectual and spiritual convictions, but I also act according to my disordered desires. Very often in my conduct, my desires, my own interests, come to hinder the normal functioning of my intelligence, so that rather than letting myself be guided by my head, by my intelligence, by the virtue of prudence, I let myself be guided by my heart, by my taste, by my disordered affections. What happens then? Well, rather than judging things with an enlightened conscience, I judge them with a murky conscience, with a vague conscience. The heart muddies the waters, so to speak, and clouds the issues. It weakens the light of my intellect to the point of falsifying my conscience. Rather than ordering my desires based on my conscience, I form myself a conscience according to my desires. That is how we come to judge a thing or an event differently, depending on whether or not it concerns us, depending on what we have at stake. Too often our passions are thrown into the mix, and they also come to falsify our judgment. Lord Jesus, light of souls, help me to correct my conscience in such a way that I might see things and events as thou thyself sees them. On December 17th, we enter into that final stretch of our Advent preparation. In the Church's solemn prayer of the hours and Vespers, the great O antiphons are sung. Today we have the first. By way of introduction, here are a few points every Catholic should know. First, the song Veni, Veni, Emmanuel, O come, Emmanuel, is a musical presentation of the themes of the O antiphons. Second, the first letters of the addressee of the antiphon, arranged backward, spell out Ero Cross. I will be there tomorrow. So there is a clever countdown in the antiphons. Third, each of the O antiphons carries Old Testament biblical figures. At the same time, each one carries an element of the New Covenant. These two characteristics are juxtaposed, and a third dimension emerges, which serves as a point of meditation when considering the incarnate Word, the Son of God made flesh.